Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
If Sherlock Holmes was on the trail, he might call it the Case of the Missing Crust. It seems scientists can't find a giant piece of the Earth's crust. It's supposed to be in the ocean, part of the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, several thousand square kilometers, but it's missing. Scientific sleuths from Britain's National Oceanography Research Center have set sail with special sonar and deep-sea drilling equipment in search of clues to solve the mystery. Joining us from his cabin aboard the RRS James Cook is mission leader and geophysicist Roger Searle of Durham University. Professor Searle, good to speak with you.
Yes, good to speak to you too.
Where are you right now?
We are now right on the axis of the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, partway between the island of Tenerife and the island of Barbados.
So when was it that you first discovered that a portion of the Earth's crust was missing?
Well, I should probably explain what we mean by that. Normally, we think that the oceanic crust is made up of about 7 or 8 kilometers thickness of volcanic rocks, which are essentially the results of magma cooling down and solidifying. Now, over the past 10 or 15 years, a succession of researchers in this region have found that when they sampled the seafloor, they were not finding many of these kinds of volcanic rocks that they expected, but what they were finding instead was rocks which are typical of the Earth's mantle. So it looks as though, for some reason, that volcanic crust is not here. That's one of the things we're trying to confirm at the moment.
Are there other areas in the world's oceans where it's missing?
There probably are. I think when we first wrote the proposal to do this study, this was certainly the best known of such areas at the time. And since then, we've discovered there are other areas. Some are in the Southwest Indian Ocean, and in particular, very extensive areas of missing crust, if you like, have been found in the Arctic.
Professor, how are the ocean's floors created in the first place?
Well, the outer part, what makes up the tectonic plates, or what we technically call the lithosphere, this is a very strong, rigid shell which floats right at the surface of the Earth. And then below that is the mantle, and the mantle is not quite as strong. So although it's mostly a solid, it can move very, very slowly, like ice moving in a glacier or something like that. Now, the lithosphere, the solid plate at the top, is made up both of the very uppermost part of the mantle and this thin layer on top, which is the crust. And the difference between them is that the crust is chemically distinct.
So where did the crust go?
Well, I mean, there are two options. Either it was formed and it went somewhere else, or maybe there are three options. One is that it never formed at all, or one is that there was some melting taking place, which would normally lead to formation of the crust, but that melt never actually got up to the seafloor, so we don't see it.
Now, does this help us in any way with other parts of our understanding or applied understandings of geology in the Earth's crust?
Well, I think what we're doing is really trying to extend the theory of plate tectonics. And so what we seem to have here is a new kind of process for generating the lithosphere and perhaps the ocean crust, which hasn't been widely recognized before and certainly is not very well understood at the moment.
Is a missing piece of the Earth's crust a problem?
I don't think it's a problem. There is still solid seafloor at the bottom of the ocean. The water's not going to drain away. It's a problem for scientists just to understand how that happens.
It's not like pulling the plug on a bathtub.
It's not like pulling the plug at all, no.
Well, Professor Searle, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Cheerio.
Geophysicist Roger Searle is aboard the RRS James Cook. He's trying to figure out what happened to a missing piece of the Earth's crust beneath the Atlantic Ocean.